This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord, according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. It is a humbling endeavor to plant and care for a garden. It teaches us much if we allow ourselves to be taught. It will quickly teach us that we are not in control. 3 weeks ago, we had heavy rainfall. It washed through the small garden that I had just planted in our backyard, carrying seeds, fertilizer, and orderly rows right through the yard and right into the canal. I had to start over. I was not in control. I am not in control. And neither are you. Who are we to tell God how to do God's business? When it comes to fruit bearing, the bad news is that the Lord demands that we release our illusion of control. Who are we to tell God how to do God's business? We must relinquish our illusion of control. That's the bad news. And it's also the good news. For when we give up our illusion of control, we don't have to carry the weight that comes with believing ourselves to be in control. We simply bear fruit. Jesus gives us this overwhelmingly simple truth, which we rather quickly forget when we get caught up in ourselves, our purpose, our agenda, our mission, our me, mine, thee, thine attitudes and agendas. Sometimes, don't we focus so much on being branches that we completely forget the vine? We make it about ourselves by asking, how do I become connected to the vine? And once connected, how do I summon up enough personal miracle grow to bear fruit? And if I don't, what then? Sometimes we worry that we are dead branches just laying around until we're gathered and burned. Aren't we so quick to wonder, which branch am I? Am I the good branch that bears much fruit? Or the fire-bound, sorry branch that bears no fruit? And anyway, how much fruit is enough fruit? Is there ever even enough? Sometimes we branches fool ourselves into believing that it's our job by our own power to engraft ourselves into the vine. And once we get to thinking in this way, we somehow surmise that if we're somehow adequately attached, we're going to produce perfected fruit. And we turn this into an anxiety-producing enterprise. Our focus on self keeps us so very caught up in being perfect fruit-bearing branches that we totally miss out on God's activity in all of this. We miss the good news about God having made it all into really some truly bad news about ourselves. And the good news about God is this: Jesus says, I am the true vine, and the Father is the vine grower. The center of all fruit vine enterprise is not branches, it's God. Jesus is the vine, God is the vine grower. God is the one who grafts we branches into the vine. God is the one who cares for and prunes we branches. Jesus is the one whose roots connect us to the water of life. For Jesus, and Jesus alone, is our life source. We branches do not join ourselves through our own moxie to the vine. We are graciously and gracefully placed there by God the Father, and we abide there according to God's good purpose and by God's good care. In this abiding place, there is no need for me, mine, thee, thine attitudes and agendas. In this abiding place, Jesus says, you all abide in me as I abide in you. It's in this place that we branches abide in the vine and bear much fruit, as we are pruned by the vine grower in order that we bear much fruit, a mega crop, a bumper crop. A long time ago, back when I was 5 years old, out by the curve of the road was Dad's rose garden. 250-ish square feet of rose bushes. One Friday, I attended a spend-the-night party, and when I came home the next day, I rounded the corner to see 250-ish square feet of ugly trunks, rose bushes pruned down to practically nothing. It was ugly. I thought my dad had lost his ever-loving mind. Yet Daddy said the pruning had to happen. And Dad was right, for within a matter of weeks, rose blooms were everywhere. The morning has broken rose, bent itself to the ground under the weight of so many blossoms. The stunning beauty never would have happened had Dad not pruned. Dad was smart when it came to roses, and God is even smarter when it comes to us. God knows what God intends to work in us. What dry, unproductive wood must be cut from us so that we thrive in fruit bearing. God knows this about us, about our friends, our homes, our families, our nations, even about God's church. Friends, we are branches on the vine. We ourselves are not the vine. To this end, we never really have any need or time for me, mine, thee, thine attitudes and agendas. For all of that is going to be pruned away. Remember, it's not you who supports the root, but it is the root who supports you. According to the September 19th, 1990 edition of the Victoria Times, Danny Simpson took a gun that had been handed down for generations, and he used this gun to rob a bank of $6,000. At Danny's trial, two things were revealed. First, that Danny was going to be sentenced to 6 years in prison. And the second, that the gun used by Danny in the robbery was a collectible Colt 45 semi-automatic made by the Ross Rifle Company in 1918, worth $100,000. Danny had robbed a bank for $6,000 while holding $100,000 in his hands. In other words, Danny already had what he'd actually needed, without even knowing it. The fruit had already been produced, yet Danny had missed it, because his focus was on his me, mine, thee, thine attitude and agenda. Danny's wrong focus caused him to miss the big picture, how the fruit had already been present. The same might very well be true for me and for you. You may already bear fruit and just not know it yet. In fact, God sees that you are bearing fruit, whether you know it or not. That's the beauty of this fruit vine business being about God. It's always good to know our place in the big picture, right? We are branches in God's vineyard. We are owned by God. God does the gardening, God does the pruning, God calls the shots. That's God's right, not mine, not yours. And although this often proves very hard for us to swallow, still, this holds true. God calls the shots. And whether we like it or not, this is the good news of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.